Just think of it. Our Father created kingdoms of glory, celestial, terrestrial, and celestial, to provide a glorious place for his children. My purpose tonight is to make sure that your eyes are wide open to the truth, that this life really is the time when you get to decide what kind of life you want to live forever. Now is your time to prepare to meet God.
Hi, this is Ben, and welcome to the Hope in Christ podcast and our final scripture highlight for the week. You just heard President Russell M. Nelson speaking on May 15th in a worldwide devotional for young adults. We make choices every day, but do we realize the significance of those choices and where each choice will land us for an eternity? In the book of Joshua, we've seen the Israelites as they walked over the Jordan on dry ground. They watched the walls surrounding the great city of Jericho fall to the earth, and they took the city. They saw how the sun and moon stood still, and how the Lord fought for them as they destroyed kings and cities of their enemies in chapters 10 through 12. Yet some Israelites kept finding reasons to justify even a small degree of disobedience. "We've got this," they may have thought to themselves. "The Lord has helped us take the city of Jericho. We're commanded not to take any of the spoils or riches of the city, but this could really help us down the road as we keep following the Lord's direction." So they took the spoils. Before Moses left them, he warned the Israelites that as they took the land of promise, they were to utterly destroy the wicked people who lived there. And if they hesitated and instead chose to allow wicked influences into the land, the influence of such an idolatrous people would surely lead the Israelites away from the Lord. And for the most part, the Israelites obeyed. As they conquered many of the cities, the children of Israel destroyed the wicked and inherited the land that had been promised to them by the Lord. However, as they moved from city to city, they eventually chose to allow some of the wicked inhabitants to stick around, allowing their evil influences to remain in the land. That choice would eventually wreak havoc for the children of Israel. With that as a bit of context, their fearless prophet and military general, Joshua, addressed the Israelites near the end of his life. We have this record in chapters 23 and 24 of Joshua. Joshua reminded them to think back on all the Lord had done for them. He said, "Ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. And as you continue to fight your battles and take this land of promise, cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. And when you go after the distractions and other gods of this world, and transgress the covenant you made with the Lord your God, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given you." How is that for a warning? But he didn't stop there. Joshua reminded them what life was like for their parents back in Egypt, and all the Lord had done to save them and bring them out of their miserable bondage. And then, with a reminder of that life and a knowledge of the Lord's goodness, Joshua powerfully invited them to make their choice. Would they walk the easy and carefree paths of the world, satisfying and indulging in selfish and lustful sin? Or would they serve the Lord their God? If you find the world more alluring than God, then choose ye this day whom ye will serve, Joshua said. Whether it is the ways of Egypt or the ways of the Amorites who lived in this land. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Eldrich Jörg Kliebengott of the 70 has powerfully taught us with these words.
Embrace voluntary, wholehearted obedience as part of your life. Acknowledge that you cannot love God without also loving His commandments. The Savior's standard is clear and simple. If you love me, keep my commandments. Selective obedience brings selective blessings, and choosing something bad over something worse is still choosing wrong. You can't watch a bad movie and expect to feel virtuous because you did not watch a very bad one. Faithful observance of some commandments doesn't justify neglecting others. Abraham Lincoln rightly said, "When I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad." Also, do the right things for the right reasons. The Lord, who requireth the heart and a willing mind, and who is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, knows why you go to church, whether you are present in body only or truly worshiping. You can sing on Sunday, O Babylon, I bid thee farewell, and then seek or tolerate its company again moments later. Remember that casualness in spiritual matters never was happiness. Make the church and the restored gospel your whole life, not just a part of your outward or social life. Choosing this day whom you will serve is lip service only until you actually live accordingly. Spiritual confidence increases when you are truly striving for the right reasons to live a consecrated life in spite of your imperfections.
Those inspiring words were from his General Conference talk in 2014. This next portion is from his talk in April 2022.
No unhallowed hand can stop the work from progressing. It will march on triumphantly, with or without you or me. So choose ye this day whom you will serve. Don't be fooled or intimidated by the loud adversarial noises emanating from the great and spacious building. Their desperate decibels are no match for the serene influence of the still, small voice upon broken hearts and contrite spirits.
As we conclude today, here once again is President Nelson.
During this life, we get to choose which laws we are willing to obey, those of the celestial kingdom, or the terrestrial, or the telestial, and therefore in which kingdom of glory we will live forever. Every righteous choice that you make here will pay huge dividends now. But righteous choices in mortality will pay unimaginable dividends eternally. If you choose to make covenants with God and are faithful to those covenants, you have the promise of glory added upon your head forever and ever. These truths ought to prompt your ultimate sense of FOMO. Or fear of missing out. You have the potential to reach the celestial kingdom. The ultimate FOMO would be missing out on the celestial kingdom. Settling for a lesser kingdom. Because here on earth, you chose only to live the laws of a lesser kingdom.
Our future destiny depends on whether or not we will choose to serve the Lord our God above all other causes, philosophies, or anything in this world. As we choose Him, we have His perfect promise that He will be with us and lift us up to be with Him at the last day. Thank you for listening this week to our highlights from the book of Joshua. Next week, we'll have a chance to study the exciting events from the book of Judges and the Israelites' experiences living among unbelievers. Enjoy your scripture study this weekend, and remember as you make your choices each day to always choose to have hope in Christ.